Hey everybody, Aaron here. I just wanted to share with you a few ideas that Dave and I were talking about, and just to express how our Puppet Pals presentation that you just viewed expresses our learning, or how it could express your learning to your teacher in your classroom, is that there are so many times that we as teachers, and I know I did when I was in the classroom as an English teacher, would assign a particular assignment, say a dramatization. I'd want you to get up to the front of the room and recite a piece of Shakespeare for me, or maybe we would read it together as a class. And I know that it doesn't work for all of you. I know that some of you don't necessarily like coming up to the front of the class and presenting like that. I certainly know I didn't. When I was in high school, I lost 20% actually. In an assignment. I don't exactly remember what the assignment was. It was a culminating task at the end of a unit, and I was quite shy at that time in my life, and I had to stand up in front of the class and present, and I refused to do it. And it was 20% of my mark, and I took that hit. So I remember that as a teacher, and always want to make sure that there are opportunities for you to share your learning in a variety of different ways, trying to understand that not all of you learn the same way and don't want to express yourself all in the same way either. So I guess what Dave and I wanted to show you is that there are a variety of different ways to show your learning. If you were shy, and like I was, as I was just sharing it, and didn't want to present in front of the class, you could create something like this Puppet Pals. And in that Shakespeare example where Dave presented for you a monologue from Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra, he read a segment that we just looked at randomly as we were researching online, and he presented that in such a way that would have been very similar if you were doing it in front of the class, but he, as it was him reading it, just like it would be you reading it if you were standing in front of the class, but instead, rather than doing it in person, he did it in animation by presenting him as a character in our Puppet Pals. The same thing with the Cleopatra from the 1963 film. We wanted to show you that you could do some historical reenactments, or you could talk about film, demonstrate your learning from some research that you did. I'm not sure if you've ever watched the Cleopatra film. If not, you should. It's awesome. But, you could present your learning from some research, historical reenactment, or from dramatization with the William Shakespeare. You could tell some stories. The space example that we prepared for you was from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Again, another film. But just wanting to show you that there are a variety of ways to present your learning. You could create instructional videos, much like I have for you here, showing you how to do a certain piece of work. You could instead of writing a report, you could share that information that you have via a tool such as this with Puppet Pals, Historical Retell, as I've already mentioned. You can also, if you are just learning English or a foreign language, you could demonstrate your fluency and your language skills as you're talking and expressing yourself in that particular language. You could also use this for some brainstorming or some storyboarding. There are so many different ways that you could use an app like this to demonstrate your learning. Also, even if it was a computer or a communications class, the video editing that has gone into putting all of this stuff together for you, the downloading the music, the splicing the files, the audio and the video tracks. So it could be used for a history class. You could use it for a historical retell or a historical reenactment. You could use it for an English class to prepare a dramatization or to demonstrate your understanding of a particular text. You could use it for a communications class, like a communications technology class, where you could demonstrate your skills at video editing and storyboarding and video creation. The list just goes on and on, and this is just one particular app called Puppet Pals 2. That's an app for the iPad. And I used Pinnacle Studio video editing suite to put all of it together. And I also used Camtasia, which is a screen capture software program to create the instructional video for how to upload your files. So there's just so many different ways that you could demonstrate your learning. And so many of you have told us in your registration that you are artistic and you're visual and you like to present things in a visual manner, or you're musical and you like to sing, or you like to make things. And that's what we want to see from you. Show us. Show us how you express your learning. Show us how you could turn your interests into those artifacts or into those items that we can look at and assess how you're learning in our classes. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of share that with you. We're asking you to do the same. So when you post your item, do the best you can to express to us how that item that you're uploading can express your learning and help your teacher understand where you are as far as your learning in a particular learning goal, how it would work for them to assess you, and why you think it's more within your preference as a learner. Okay, so post your stuff. We're really, really excited to see it. And if you're coming down to the Student Voice Forum at Sir John A. McDonald on February 27th, can't wait to see you. And if you're staying at your school, remember, we're asking all schools to initiate their own Student Voice Forums at their individual schools. So we're looking forward to seeing what you have to say at your school and at Sir John A. McDonald. Okay, so I'm out for now. We'll talk to you soon.